And back to the hill they go.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Auto executives from GM and Chrysler head to Congress later today. They'll be testifying before the Senate Commerce Committee. The discussion will focus on the closing of hundreds, if not thousands, of dealerships across the country. Some lawmakers say that'll put a lot of people out of work. And as far as the hearing itself, today's session is, in a sense, the car makers meeting their new owners. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
If and when GM and Chrysler emerge from bankruptcy, taxpayers will have a significant stake in both companies, 8% in Chrysler, 60% in GM. John Graham chaired the Bush administration's task force on auto industry regulation. He says Congress now has a responsibility to oversee the industry's rebirth.
They must be involved because they're investing tens of billions of dollars of the taxpayers' money.
But an overzealous Congress could be bad for Detroit and Washington in the long run, says William Holstein, author of Why GM Matters.
If, in fact, we want them to be profitable and to get off the government dole, then we can't start layering on other sets of demands on them. The emphasis ought to be on letting private sector management manage them to become profitable as soon as possible.
Holstein says if Congress starts making decisions based on politics instead of what's best to turn the companies around, you can kiss the automakers goodbye. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
By the way, a bankruptcy judge is set to rule today on whether Chrysler can close those nearly 800 dealers as part of its restructuring. Stocks showed a little zing on Wall Street yesterday. Just a little. The S&P and the Dow added about a quarter of a percent each. NASDAQ fared a little better, gaining half a percent. Asian shares mostly up today. European markets are down right now across the board. We reported yesterday that Morgan Stanley is raising capital through a new stock offering. They want to pay back money received from the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP. Well, today we know who'll be cutting a very big check toward that end, China. Namely, Beijing's sovereign wealth fund. And as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, China's getting in on a lot of deals these days.
The China Investment Corporation already owns a piece of Morgan Stanley. 2 years back, it bought $5.5 billion in company stock, which then lost half its value. So today, stocks are more affordable for the Chinese investor. Michael McCormack is with research firm ZBen Advisors.
They looked at the direction that Morgan Stanley's stock price has been heading in recent weeks and thought maybe it might not be a bad idea to make our purchase now before this thing gets too expensive.
The Chinese fund now owns 9% of the bank and says it expects Morgan Stanley to resume its trajectory. McCormack says expect more deals like these in the coming weeks.
They're very keen to start increasing the amount of capital China invests abroad.
One bank economist thinks this is the year China will send more capital to the outside world than comes in. In one other deal, it turns out an obscure Chinese maker of dump trucks and heavy equipment is the buyer of GM's Hummer brand. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
It's hard to really get a handle on the billions, trillions of dollars spent around the world on this financial crisis. So it's pretty hard to get an idea then of what that money's doing. A new survey out today shows two-thirds of people believe the massive government spending shows a lack of clear direction. The Poll of Nations by Ipsos Reuters represents 75% of the global economy. It shows most people surveyed say increased government regulation will stifle economic growth. That sentiment was especially strong here in the United States, in India, and China.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice. Over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
The NBA Finals kick off tomorrow night. It's the LA Lakers hosting the Orlando Magic. Seems like yesterday the season only began. Actually, Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad says, not so fast. Some of the players don't like how long the season's become. Good morning, Diana. Why are we playing professional hoops for so long?
Money. 82 games is evidently what the number crunchers sit down and figure needs to be played in order to pay for all those arenas and their upkeep, in order to pay for these huge salaries. It's exhausting for the players. They're just about across the board injured and tired.
Is it directly resulted from these long seasons?
It's from the long seasons. And don't forget, you have to add on that every Olympic year, the great players are playing outside the NBA season. And then you've got the foreign players, which make up a pretty big, you know, percentage of the NBA right now. They're playing every year for their countries, for their world championships and other things. So every one of the players, everyone will tell you that the back-to-back games, when they got to play in Memphis one night, travel, get in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to Colorado and play the next night, that's what's killing them, the back-to-back games.
Sounds a lot like baseball.
You know, it is, except baseball, the game goes a little bit slower. It's just not quite as intense or as draining on the body.
So if this then, Diana, is a question of the NBA justifying these high salaries with so many games, the 82-game season, what are the chances that players take a little less for a shorter season?
There are some who have been vocal. A couple of the Celtics, Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, have both said, love it. Then there are others who say, there's no way. One of the solutions they're talking about is taking those 8 preseason games, shortening that to 4. Well, that should be easy to do. But then they're talking about taking all the back-to-back games, getting rid of those, and stretching them out. So nobody ever plays a Tuesday and a Wednesday in a row. Well, guess what that's going to do? It's going to lengthen the season. We're going to be finishing the NBA season in the middle of July if they do that. So I don't know. It seems to me they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. They need the money, but the legs are tired.
What's the commish have to say about this, David Stern?
The commish says he recognizes it's very difficult as a PR thing for him to say, we got a problem in the NBA, the season's too long, but we need the money, and so I'm not sure how to find it. And so I think they're first going to cut the preseason. They'll first go to that and then take a look at least a few back-to-back games and try to stretch them Monday, Wednesday instead of Tuesday, Wednesday.
Still a little more hoops to be played. Diana Nyad, Business of Sports commentator, thanks for joining us.
It's great to see you, Steve.
Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Check out the Scratch Pad with online host Scott J. Gow. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.